Tech Vibes is sponsored by Yotherhost. For your web hosting needs, go to yotherhost.com.
Computers, cell phones, video games, life-saving equipment, iPods, GPS systems, from today and tomorrow.
Here to bring you your weekly tech roundup. Finally, you have something to tweet about. It's the Tech Vibes Podcast.
Hello, welcome to Tech Vibes. My name's Andrew Bracken, and Tech Vibes is our weekly review of technology, gadgets, and whatever's going on. And this is our co-host, Matt.
Hey, hi, Matt. Hey, guys. Hi, Andrew. How's it going?
It's going well. I'm hearing an echo, which isn't good. I'm just going to talk over it. Oh, no, the echo's gone. Good. But anyway, welcome to the show. This week, we're talking about all sorts of things. What episode is it this time, Matt? It's episode 6.
It's episode 6, yeah. 6 weeks we've been doing this.
Okay. Wow. Sorry, my headphones are messed up. No, it's okay. Anyway, welcome to the show, and yeah, we're going to get started. A lot has happened this week, and I think next week will be a very good week in tech, because Apple have announced September 1st, a media music-based event will be going on. And tell us what you're expecting, Matt.
Well, let's see. So last week we talked about that Apple's going to be having their music event sometime in September. Mm-hmm. And yesterday they announced that it was going to be September 1st, which is actually pretty early compared to other years.
Yes.
What Bloomberg had predicted. So September 1st, Apple will have its media music event. Mm-hmm. So what am I predicting? I say definitely a new iPod Touch with a camera. Definitely, I say.
Yes, I totally agree. And I think that it will have FaceTime. And I don't know how they're going to do that. People are saying there may be an account system or something, because obviously FaceTime right now, you use a phone number.
Right, yeah.
So it's sort of weird. Like, it will be a bit like how FaceTime uses phone numbers, but imagine like phones and IM becoming one, like Skype calls and phone calls becoming one. It's sort of a little bit like that, because in a way, FaceTime on the phone uses a phone number, and FaceTime on the iPod Touch and iPad, if it comes to the iPad in the end, will use like an account system. So I don't know what they're doing. I'm thinking maybe afterwards they just decided, hey, we should add it on more devices. Because I thought it doesn't make that much sense how they like came up with the idea, but yeah.
Because you can only use FaceTime right now if you have an iPhone 4,
yeah.
And not every single friend of yours has an iPhone 4, so it's kind of limited at this point.
I've done one FaceTime call. Me and Matt are going to do one sometime. Who do I know who has one? I think about 5 or 6 people. What about you?
I know, let's see, about 10 people, I'd say.
Okay. 10. So, in a way, for a brand new phone, that is actually very good. Because when a new Android phone comes out, you don't see all these people having like, oh, I've got the Samsung, I've got the Droid. Oh, I've never really seen that. Sometimes you see one or two people, but it takes time. With the iPhone, these people seem to have just hopped on it with this device. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone wanted this new iPhone because it was a redesign, it looked different. The average person, when you're walking down the street, you say, oh, that's the new iPhone. And it has front-facing camera, the Retina display.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, everyone just ran out. Boom. They had, like, over 1 million pre-orders. Yeah. It wasn't even out yet. That's crazy.
I know, that is crazy. And, that is really crazy. I think the iPhone is just such a successful device. And one of the projects I'm working on right now, I'm really bad at keeping secrets, but anyway, I'm working on a project, and I definitely think an iPhone app would be a big must. For a lot of websites these days, an iPhone app is just something you want. I mean, like, Android is something great, but to me it feels more like a hobby or an extension. An iPhone app is something you just need. Would you agree?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's just that you're always on the go with your iPhone, and you can just check in or use the website, the mobile device.
Yeah, definitely. And I just think it's a good device, and I think it's been very successful. So congratulations, Apple.
So definitely iPod Touch with camera. Do you think two cameras or just one?
I think front facing. I don't think they'll have a second one.
Yeah, I think front facing definitely, because
it's pointless.
Because I think they're definitely going to try to expand on the FaceTime thing, definitely.
Yes.
Like what they said in the keynote.